In business, you need advice, solutions, and special expertise when it matters. We get Ask Business Magic.
FAO called for urgent action as climate shock exposed Zambia's food system vulnerability. Zambia secures largest carbon deal as solar investment starts to drop. In global news, DR Congo president orders audit of cobalt and copper export revenue. This is 17 hours news for family. My name is Nicole. The Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, has warned that recent climate shock, including prolonged drought and increasingly erratic rainfall, are exposing the growing vulnerability of Zambia's agri-food system. Speaking during the multi-stakeholder validation and co-investment workshop in Lusaka this morning, FAO country representative Steve Silikumu said these challenges are affecting more than just agricultural production, noting that value chains, energy systems, and rural livelihoods are also being significantly impacted. Ms. Filippini highlighted that during the 2023-2024 farming season, more than 80 districts across the country were affected, resulting in serious consequences to food security and economic stability. She has further emphasized that the level of investment needed to transform agri-food systems is too large to be covered by public resources alone, stressing the critical role of private sector investment in helping Zambia achieve its climate and development goals.
Recent climate shock, including prolonged drought and increasingly unpredictable rainfall, has highlighted the growing vulnerability of agri-food systems in Zambia. These challenges are affecting not only agricultural production, but also value chains, energy systems, and rural livelihoods. Recent assessments show that more than 80 districts have been affected in the country, with serious consequences for food security and economic stability. At the same time, Zambia has shown strong commitment to climate action. Agriculture remains a key priority within national climate framework.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Green Economy and Environment Permanent Secretary Dr. Dalton Chiramba has assured that climate finance in agriculture remains a key priority for government.
Agriculture is fundamental to our economy, to food security, and to the livelihoods of millions of families. However, it is also one of the most vulnerable sectors to climate change. This is why climate finance in agriculture remains a critical priority. Zambia has already demonstrated its ability to mobilize climate finance to support this sector. So, when climate finance funded CLARA program, which has been under implementation since 2018, continues to support climate resilient agriculture livelihoods across the country.
Zambia has secured its largest carbon finance agreement under Article 6 of the Paris Agreement in a move expected to drive investment in solar energy and strengthen the country's power supply. The agreement between the Zambian government and Norway will see the introduction of the carbon seed in premium programs aimed at supporting independent power producers to generate and supply solar energy to the national grid. The initiative implemented through the Ministry of Green Economy and Environment with support from the Global Green Growth Institute will provide a financial top-up on existing tariffs, making solar projects more viable. According to a statement received by the Ministry's Principal Public Relations Officer, Harris Malambo Chimika, Norway will, under the agreement, purchase carbon credits generated from the project for a period of 10 years, helping to reduce investment risk and improve bankability. She says the program is expected to attract about $400 million in investment while contributing to Zambia's climate commitment under the Paris Agreement. Ms. Chimika adds that the move comes after Zambia seeks to diversify its energy sources following the 2023 to 2024 drought. The National Pension Scheme Authority, NAFTA, has urged businesses to strengthen their internal processes and systems, stating that this will not only enhance compliance with NAFTA requirements, but also improve overall operational efficiency. Speaking during a NAFTA seminar with the Chinese business community in Osaka this morning, Acting Director General Siluana Magenda says limited integration between human resources and finance functions often leads to gaps in compliance. Mr. Magenda added that high employee turnover and incomplete employee records further complicate the situation, making it more difficult for businesses to meet their obligations.
Where businesses rely on weak or manual human resource control systems, or where there is limited integration between human resource, finance, compliance functions, gaps are likely to emerge. Further, the high employee turnover and the incomplete employee records further complicate this process. We therefore encourage businesses to strengthen their internal systems and processes, as this will not only support compliance with national requirements, but also improve overall business efficiency.
At the same event, Chinese Chamber of Commerce in Zambia, CCCZ, Vice President Yao Lin Shen proposed a joint audit committee with NAFTA, which will address compliance matters, address emerging challenges, and develop practical solutions for CCCZ members.
Our chamber is proposing a joint working committee with NAFTA. The same committee will provide a process to address compliance matters, review emerging challenges, and also develop practical solutions for our members. In support of this, we're also proposing NAFTA set up a dedicated Chinese company team, which will assist our members with NAFTA processes, documentation, and communications to ensure timely and accurate compliance.
The Angola Magistrates Court has sentenced two men to 7 years imprisonment for hard labor for burglary and theft of household goods worth over 26,000 kwacha. The convicts, 38-year-old general worker Matthew Chua and 34-year-old Whitman Ronald Kanyupikile, both of Enkwazi Township, were found guilty on two counts of burglary and theft. Particulars of the offense are that on March 5th, 2024, around 0:03 hours, the duo broke into a house in Mutengo Township and stole assorted household items belonging to Moana Mwananongono, including a keyboard and a carpet, among other goods. The court heard from senior state prosecutor Kudimate that on the material day, around 21 hours, Grace Chembe secured her home and went to sleep, but later woke up around 01 hours for prayers before returning to bed. Mr. Mate told the court that around 03 hours, Ms. Chembe was awakened by footsteps in the yard, and upon checking through a window, she saw shadows of people. The suspect fled, and after alerting her husband, the couple discovered that property worth 26,000 kwacha had been stolen and reported the matter to Kansanshi Police Station. In litigation, the convicts pleaded for leniency, saying they were family men and had learned a lesson while in custody. But Magistrate Brian Simachela says although they were first offenders, the court had exercised maximum leniency by sentencing them to 7 years imprisonment with hard labor, effective from the date of arrest, which leads to appeals to the High Court within 14 days. In global news, the President of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Felix Tshisekedi, has ordered a comprehensive 30-day audit of the country's mining export revenues and state assets, Reuters news agency has reported. Felix Tshisekedi says poor oversight, capital flight, and opaque joint ventures involving state mining assets were some of the issues preventing it from fully benefiting from record copper and cobalt exports. The DRC is one of the world's leading suppliers of both metals and also holds vast reserves of lithium, gold, and cobalt.